Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Actually, I come from a musician's family, so my father used to be a conductor and piano player, and then later he was leading a music school, so music was always a big topic. And I started classical piano when I was like 4 or something, and later the trumpet, so there was always a lot of music going on in our house. But the first background is more like classical music, then later I listened to pop music, later to jazz, and yesterday we just had a discussion in our tour bus about like how to get connected to jazz. I think there's a certain age, I don't know, maybe when I was 12, 13, 14, this is an age where you're like very curious, and whatever comes first, you catch it. So I like my first jazz records, it was like a Polish Dixie band, but also mezzo forte and something which I saw on TV, and I kind of mixed everything together, and then it was Charlie Parker and Miles Davis and everything. So it's a pretty wide spectrum, I think. I think trumpet is one of the instruments, I mean the basic difference between trumpet and many other instruments is like the sound is actually not created in the instrument, it's actually created between the lips, so like the body is actually creating the sound. So if you feel bad, then you have a bad sound. On a piano you just hit a note and there will always be like a clean note coming out. So you actually have to practice quite a lot on the trumpet, but it's my main instrument. I like it very much. It's pretty hard. I play a lot of concerts, and most of my time I spend traveling and waiting. I mean, like when I play 1 hour in Budapest, it means I have to travel 20 hours and wait 5-6 hours for some soundcheck or whatever. And there's not so much time when you're like really like a professional traveling musician. There's not so much time to practice. You can't practice at night time in the hotel or whatever. So I when I heard about this technique, like practicing without the instrument, but it's some kind of like, it's like a yoga exercise. Like it's a very, it's practicing the tongue and whatever is needed to play trumpet. And so.
Yeah, play the whole thing, please, dude.
Actually, most times I enjoy it very much when there's no music around, because as you know, in every store, in every cafe, everywhere is some music noodling around, and I think it's so nice to have some time where it's just silence. Yeah. And but when I listen to music at home, then it's most times it's like the big masterpieces like Bach Goldberg Variation or Miles Davis Quintet. I always had own bands in the last 20 years. I always had own projects, and I'm always trying. I mean, I love all these different styles, and most of these bands, they were not really super successful because they were like in some kind of a musical niche. Like I always was playing some kind of like, how to describe, like something between jazz and pop, which is somehow between the niche. It's not really avant-garde, so you don't get like sponsoring from the government or whatever, and it's not pop music, so you don't get airplay. So it's always in between. But these kind of records somehow, most guys who hired me like for their bands, they listen to these kind of records, and most times it's just like friendship or meeting somebody in the right moment. And so for me, actually, I'm very lucky to play with mezzo forte, because mezzo forte was one of my first. When I was 14 and started playing, we were covering mezzo forte in our school band. So it was pretty. Still, like when I play with them and I'm on stage, I'm still thankful, like, to be in this situation, to play in the band, which is more or less responsible that I started playing music. When you hear my music for the first time, you would say, okay, it's pretty simple music, but actually the chords are pretty tricky. They sound very simple and very melodic, but it's actually pretty tricky to play on them. And we have huge spaces between the songs where we just see what happens. So it's kind of this balance. On the one hand side, we have like these songs which are very catchy and easy to understand, and then on the other hand side, we have very free parts, and so we combine these worlds.
Thank you.
living in Berlin, there's a huge electronic scene, which I like very much, like the minimal house scene and stuff like that. On the other hand side, I'm a jazz trumpet player, so I'm trying to mix these kind of genres and find the right, like the thin path between, like where you can include different worlds and make your own thing. But as I told you, I like silence, and silence is actually for me the best inspiration, because you need silence in order to hear a new melody or to hear a new idea. So I'm trying to have moments where there's silence, like, which is most times it works when I'm in somewhere in nature, or like my last album we recorded in Portugal at the seaside in a house, like on a very remote place. This is pure inspiration. This is great. That was just a nice coincidence. I had some friends there, and we were just moving there with our family for half a year, and in that time I was working on the new record, and there was a possibility of getting a piano, and then I put the studio together in Portugal in our house and invited musicians to visit us and record. So yeah. So I believe very much in the first idea. I mean, like, when I wake up in the morning and sit on the piano and just play something, I believe that it has a reason why I play what I play. So I try to capture this first moment. Also in the studio, it's always this magic of the first take. It's like when you play a song for the very first time, somehow there's some kind of magic which you can't really recreate later. So I really try to, when I have an idea, I really try to grab it. In my childhood, I was listening to my father practicing classical piano, so for me it doesn't really make sense to use a standard from the Broadway repertoire as a base for me to express myself. So I think that's a great situation in Europe, that you have so many different cultures on such a small place, and every culture has a great background and a great folk music and a great classical music, and this is for me much more interesting, like to mix these kind of things together. I'm a pretty quiet guy, I think. So I'm not like a super expressive guy. So I think my music is more quiet. I like breaks. I like to tell little stories with just a few notes. I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm more like a minimal than a maximal guy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Martin Paul.